Welcome to Hour 2 of the game. Tyler Dreiling and Mitch Fortner with you today. John Kurtz will be part of the broadcast crew for K-State Baseball tonight. The Wildcats have a Thursday, Friday, Saturday series against the number 6 team in the country, the Texas Tech Red Raiders. That gets started at 6:30 tonight from Toynton Family Stadium. We will join pregame coverage at 6 o'clock. In this hour, you'll hear from the head coach of the K-State women's basketball team, Jeff Mitty. He joins the show coming up here in about 15 minutes. A Snapchat video has a Kansas basketball transfer in hot water today, and a hot take on Big 12 football that I'm going to get into in just a moment, along with You Can't Be Serious to finish off the show. If you want to give us a call, 537-1350, 866-776-1350. We'll have some time to take some calls later on in this hour. If you missed anything from the first hour, check out the podcast page, newsradiokman.com, under the on-demand tab. Mitch will get that put up for you right after the show has concluded. I wanted to get into this a little bit today because we've been talking so much about what K-State has done over the course of spring practice, shoring up the linebacker position, all of that. And K-State hopes to compete for a Big 12 championship this fall, and I think it's very possible that they can do that. But that does not just involve K-State. That involves the other nine teams in the league as well, and we haven't spent much time talking about them because it's, you know, not as important here. We have to address K-State. But I have noticed a little bit of a trend over the last couple of weeks that has me giving out a hot take here. So, and the good news is that we just fixed our air conditioning. It got fixed over the last half hour or so, so we have restored the normal temperatures in here. But now they're going to elevate again because I've got to talk about this. So here it is. And I say this a little bit tongue-in-cheek, but I think there may be some truth to it. Over the last 2 weeks, there have been three very notable graduate transfers that have gone from other schools to Oklahoma and Oklahoma State. Oklahoma has landed one of them, Oklahoma State two of them. All three of those guys are expected to be starters for those two teams. And there are a couple more, I guess you could say, free agents that are looking to be graduate transfers and are being courted by Oklahoma and Oklahoma State. My hot take is this. I think that Oklahoma and Oklahoma State are attacking that grad transfer market because they're scared that K-State's going to sneak up on them this season. I think they're scared that K-State, a team that is not supposed to compete at the top of the Big 12, has actually put together a really talented roster that was just a couple plays away from being an 11-win team last year. And now they have most of those guys back. And, of course, with Bill Snyder on the sidelines, conventional wisdom would say that they're going to be as good or better this year. Oklahoma is used to winning the Big 12. They've won 10 Big 12 championships. Oklahoma State won it in 2011, and they're always near the top of the Big 12. I think they got scared when they saw K-State's roster this spring, and they decided to go out and try to shore up their positions of weakness.
Or they're doing it because the other one's doing it.
That's true. But, you know, that's not as hot. We need to.
If you throw K-State in there, that makes it the hot take,
right? And that's what people want to talk about here is K-State's position in the Big 12. I think K-State will probably be picked fourth or fifth by the media. I'm going to put them third on my ballot when the Big 12 sends it to me in July, but they should be picked third.
Well, I'll ask you this: as of right now, where does Oklahoma and Oklahoma State have advantages over K-State?
Well, you're talking like position by position?
Just what's the first thing that comes to your mind when I ask you that question?
I think, well, okay, so let's tackle this one team at a time. Oklahoma, they've got a better quarterback. Baker Mayfield, I think, is better than Jesse Ertz. Aside from that, I would say that, you know, their defensive line is always really strong in case they have to replace Jordan Willis, and so maybe you could make a case along the defensive line. But that's probably it. I'll go ahead and put linebackers in there as well, just because K-State's linebacking core this year, I think they will be good, but they're unproven. I think K-State can hold their own against Oklahoma at most positions. Running backs, definitely. I like K-State's wide receivers. K-State's cornerbacks should be very good this year, and that is a position of concern with Oklahoma for a reason that I'm going to get into in just a moment at some breaks over the last 30 minutes. I think K-State holds their own more positions than not against Oklahoma. As far as Oklahoma State is concerned, Oklahoma State's receivers are better than K-State. Mason Rudolph and Jesse Ertz, that's comparing apples and oranges. I would probably still put Mason Rudolph over Jesse Ertz. I'd say that Jesse Ertz is maybe the third best quarterback in the Big 12 this year. That's probably about it for Oklahoma State. So K-State will not be, in my opinion, they will not be completely overmatched by any of the teams that they play this year. And that has not been the case at times over the past couple of seasons, especially going back to, you know, 2 years ago when they played Oklahoma here in Manhattan and lost 55-0, the first shutout that K-State had suffered since 1996. I don't see anything like that happening this fall for K-State because I think they are deep enough and balanced enough across the board to scare any team they play, and that's part of why I'm sharing this take. I think that Oklahoma and Oklahoma State realize that they're the favorites, but they know that K-State is capable of beating them, and they want to make sure that that does not happen, and so they're hitting this transfer market really hard.
Well, I was impressed with Oklahoma State and who they got, especially the offensive lineman they got from Cal.
Yeah, I was going to bring up those names.
I'll let you do it.
Oh, sure. But no, you're absolutely right. The big one for Oklahoma State is Aaron Cochran. He is a grad transfer from Cal who actually thought about going to the NFL draft this year and then decided against it. How about his measurements, man? He's 6'8".
He's huge.
He's 350 pounds. He is absolutely massive. And Oklahoma State did have a big problem with at the offensive line last year. So that's big. Keeping Mason Rudolph protected is really, really big. The other guy that Oklahoma State added, they got Adrian Baker from Clemson. Sorry, I had to get down to the right spot on the page. But Adrian Baker is a cornerback that's played for Clemson and started three games in 2015, and then he missed the 2016 season with an ACL injury. He's pretty good. So those are the two guys that Oklahoma State has added. Oklahoma has added a couple of different guys, but the big one is – or the one that they are still going after is Clemson defensive tackle transfer Scott Pagano.
I've seen his name floated around.
Yeah, they've been trying to get him. We'll have to see if they can land him.
Hey,
but
K-State, you know, they might need an extra person on that defensive line this year.
I think that if you're K-State,
we'll see what happens with Will Geary.
Yeah, why not? Why not try to get in the mix for some of those guys? But that's my hot take. It's not nearly as hot as what you're going to hear from like Skip Bayless or something like that. But that's about as much as it gets for me. How's the temperature in there? Still
well,
good?
It's not that bad. I mean, I don't know exactly how much K-State has involved with this. If you're Bob Stoops or Mike Gundy, I mean, K-State should kind of worry you every single year because of just how Coach Snyder and the rest of the staff is able to coach up these guys and make them pretty good athletes. But it's an exception this year because of the experience coming back. You know, the young guys are not so young anymore. K-State was tossed around as having the youngest starters K-State has ever had, or at least in the Bill Snyder era. Well, those guys are older now.
Well, the unconventional wisdom that I just shared was that Oklahoma and Oklahoma State are scared of K-State, and that's why they're attacking the transfer market. The conventional wisdom probably has something a little more to do with this, and this happened last night. Yes, this was last night and was just released within the last 30 minutes. Parrish Cobb is one of Oklahoma's best defensive backs, and he was already suspended as he's under investigation for a robbery situation. But this is new. This just happened last night. Parrish Cobb, again, one of Oklahoma's best defensive backs, was arrested for felony armed robbery. He was arrested for robbery with a dangerous weapon, possession of a firearm during the commission of a felony, and conspiracy to commit a felony. That from the Norman Police Department. That was last night at 11:40. They were dispatched to an armed robbery somewhere near the Oklahoma campus. I would not anticipate that Parrish Cobb is going to be on the Oklahoma football team this fall. That being said, Bob Stoops has had a very shaky run as of late as far as him handling situations like this, going all the way back to Joe Mixon. And it's not just Joe Mixon. There have been several other cases of misbehavior in the Oklahoma program that have not received the attention or the punishment that a lot of people thought that they should, and Bob Stoops has been under fire for that. I even said a couple of months ago that Bob Stoops is not Art Briles, and it's not fair to make any sort of a case that he is, but it's little things like this that keep that foot in the door for those two to be mentioned in the same sentence, and it's a very similar track record. It just so happens that the crimes that are being committed in this case are not, well, in most cases, are not sexual in nature. They're more with the robberies and things like that. I guess Joe Mixon would be an exception to that. But doesn't look great for Oklahoma, and that may be a reason that they've been trying to shore up their defense.
Now, I thought when you brought up this topic, because before you said anything about what this hot take was, I had no idea what it was.
Right.
But I thought it might have to do with what Oklahoma State did on Twitter today, and that was basically sent out a cryptic message basically promoting
Mason Rudolph.
The whole jump in the Heisman train
for
Mason Rudolph.
Yeah, I did see that. I thought about bringing that up, and I guess we will. Mason Rudolph is a good quarterback. When he's on, he's one of the best quarterbacks in the country. But I don't know about that. I think that that's a little bit over the top. I don't know. He had a good season last year. I wouldn't quite say it was a great season last year. Maybe part of that was the offensive line situation. Can we just wait until he actually plays some games in that season that the Heisman is being handed out for before we call him a Heisman candidate? You know, I say this every year about going into the first week of the season and you see these articles on ESPN. Well, who's the favorite for the Heisman? Who's the front runner? There haven't been any games played yet.
Hey, if Oklahoma State wants to do this, it's fine by me. Fill your own quarterback's head with nonsense.
I mean, sure, I guess. I think Oklahoma State's going to be a good team. I was reading some of the reactions to the transfers that they've brought in. Max Olson, who covers the Big 12 for ESPN, said that with these guys, they are a top 10 team for sure, and they have a legitimate shot at winning the Big 12. Jake Trotter says that they are a dark horse candidate for the college football playoff. That's really high praise. K-State is going to have their work cut out for them when they visit Stillwater in the latter part of the season. But I don't know if I'm going to make that jump and say that Mason Rudolph is a Heisman candidate yet. But anyway, that's my Big 12 hot take. They're scared, man. K-State making people nervous, as they always do. We'll have to see if any of this comes true when we finally get around to the season. If we could go ahead and fast forward through the summer months, that would be just fine with me. Especially with how things are going with the Royals right now. That was a great way to bridge the summer months last three seasons watching the Royals. I don't know if we're going to have that same experience this year, maybe a long summer. When we come back, the head coach of the K-State women's basketball team, Jeff Mitty, will be joining us. Want to ask him about the new player they added today, plus his thoughts on several different issues, or not issues, but stories in the college game, including UConn actually losing in the NCAA tournament. That's coming up next on The Game.